Today on North State Give and Take, I am going to interview Heather Tovey and Siobhan O'Neill, and they are from the Butte County Library Literacy Services. They're going to let us know what that is.
Thank you, Bobby. Thank you so much for having us. We're so pleased to be here today. One of the things I just like to have everyone do that's listening is just take a moment and think about what you read today already in your day. Maybe a menu as you grab a cup of coffee, maybe your phone because you're texting people. All the ways we read, road signs. So just take a moment and think about that. And think about, what if you couldn't read those? What if those letters just were squiggles and didn't make sense to you, and you can't differentiate the words or sound them out? There's a lot of reasons that happens. We hear all the time, right, Siobhan?
Yes.
There are lots of reasons that that can happen. We hear from our students in our program that they were not able to read. Maybe they moved around a lot and never were able to catch up. But it happens when they're a child, right? In those early years that you're supposed to be learning those skills to read and write, somehow it didn't happen for them. And sometimes people are able to catch up, sometimes they aren't. So our program, we offer one-on-one tutoring here at the library for adults for basic literacy and ESL now. And that's free. That's free one-on-one tutoring. We train volunteer tutors to work with students. Literacy students is how they self-identify. And they meet at their local library and spend at least an hour every week working on whatever they want to work on. And just to that point, here in Butte County, according to the statistics we have, there's about right around approximately 18,000 individuals, and that's adults, again, adults, that struggle with their reading and writing. And we anticipate it's higher, but that's a big number.
That is.
That's a big number. That's a lot of people that are out there being brilliant, actually, being very brilliant and navigating this world without knowing how to read the text, the print around them. Mm-hmm. And so, but our program is goal-oriented and learner-centered. And Siobhan, I'm sure, can tell you a little bit more about that.
Okay. Yes. Thanks, Heather. And the other thing I wanted to add about being a tutor, and a question that we get is, do you have to have previous training, education, experience, schooling to be a tutor? And no, sometimes we do have folks that have retired teachers, have worked as a tutor before, but no, we're going to train you with everything that you need to know. And mostly what it is a love of reading and a love of sharing that passion and wanting to give back and support adults that want to work on their reading and writing. And speaking of that, it is at the student's pace. So like Heather said, it's learner-centered. So that means it is based on what the literacy student wants to work on, their pace, their subject, whether it's wanting to get their driver's license, work on the GED, just work on very basic, reading. We even have tutoring for a little bit of basic math. Again, at their pace, at the pace of the learner. That's very, very important.
Yeah. And citizenship. We've had a few get their citizenship recently, which is very exciting. I was talking to someone just recently that had approached us for some support with their reading and writing. And that was exactly what came up, Bobby, is so many forms, that they're expected to fill out. And I've had them before tell me they're tired of paying someone to help them with it. They want that independence to be able to understand what they're signing and what they're reading. And it's something we don't really think about for those of us that are readers, and I have to tell you, the brilliance and the intelligence that it takes to figure out everything around you.
Yeah.
The coping skills, the amazing intelligence that it takes to do that is quite something and inspiring. One of the things that's coming up right around the corner that we'd love to tell you about, right, Siobhan?
Yes.
I'll let you take it from here. You're so eloquent when it comes to talking about this big event.
Oh, thank you, Heather. Well, what we have is our 14th annual Trivia Bee. So we actually had a 3-year hiatus. We weren't able to offer it. It's an annual event that started in 2008, and it is a yearly awareness campaign. So basically, it is all about getting out into the community what we provide here through literacy and the tutoring program that we have. It is a competition for Champion of Trivia. So there's teams that are set up, 3-person teams, and there are 3 rounds. And so the teams sign up and they compete for who knows the most trivia, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd place. It's very competitive. And it's this year, as it has been in the last several years, is at the Sierra Nevada Big Room. And it's on Friday, October 14th. We're very, very excited.
So teams need to think about that now.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So businesses or groups of friends pull themselves together and call themselves a team.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And exactly. Then they sign up, I'm sure. Is that on a website or something?
There's actually a brochure at all the libraries. They have brochures. And to play on a team, you'll need to fill out the brochure and get that our way with your check to participate. We also have an email that if you want to email us, triviabforliteracy@gmail.com. You can get more information that way. But your local library has information about this big event. And all the tickets, every ticket is sold on Eventbrite, thanks to our Friends of the Library in Oroville. So Friends of the Library in Oroville are selling tickets on behalf of the Trivia Bee. And yeah, we're so excited to have this come back. And
it must be very fun in that people are kind of partying, right?
Yeah, and all the teams are up there competing, Bobby, and it's so fun, you know, the banter that goes back and forth, and you know, they want to be the champion of trivia here in Butte County, so that's what we're crowning the trivia champion of Butte County. So some of these teams have played every year and they're quite good, and the questions we gather from our library staff, we encourage them to submit questions to go into this evening. And the great part is if you just want to buy a ticket and join us and sit in the audience, we put pads of paper and pencils on every table. Uh-huh. So you can play along with your friends that you attend with too, like you're a team, and just see how you do. So
it's not just trivia about Butte County. It's trivia about any trivia.
Exactly. Uh-huh. It's very broad and we try to have a little bit of everything.
I see. Is there going to be food there? I know you can buy beer there, of course, as it's happening. Is there food as well?
There's appetizers. We'll be serving appetizers. There'll be a raffle. Uh-huh. Yeah. And
if you have a team and that team has friends, they encourage them to come. And
They get kind of rowdy too. They bring a cheering squad. They bring their own cheering squad and with signs and we've had bells ringing out there, you know, when they get something right. So
that's so neat.
It's pretty fun. It's pretty fun. And we're so grateful for the businesses that support this, you know.
Yes. So right now, the thing for people to do is to talk amongst themselves, whoever they might be, go to the library for a brochure and fill that out if they'd like to be on create a team and be
Absolutely.
A team. How many people are on a team?
Good question. 3 people per team.
Okay.
There's 3 people per team. There's 3 rounds of trivia. So the first round is 30 questions.
Okay.
And it's a process of elimination, right? The top scores move on to the second round, where there's 15 questions. And then the last round, there's 7 questions.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Harder,
so
yes.
We have an MC, Sean Farrell, who will be leading us through the evening, and Eric Miller. They're our MCs for the evening. So
and the date for that is
October 14th.
I'm sorry.
October 14th.
October 14th. Doors open at 6 p.m.
Okay. So and October 14th. And then right now, I'm sure you want to get that word out there for teams because you want to figure out who's going to be there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because right now we have a number of teams and we could run out of space, you know, right? So you want to get that team in.
If soon, you're going to do a team, get on.
Yeah, because we only have so many tables, right?
Sure.
So get your team registration in soon.
Get it going.
Yeah.
You're listening to a pre-recorded interview with Heather Tovey and Siobhan O'Neill from the Butte County Library Literary Services. And we'll be back in just a bit. Now back to our interview with Heather Tovey and Siobhan O'Neill from the Butte County Library Literary Services. Now, I just wanted to go back a little bit more to how a person might become a tutor, you know, have a student and, you know, how they can do that, what they need to do to become one and how that works.
Yeah, absolutely. We offer a tutor training. We ask that all of our volunteer tutors go through tutor training, and it's a day-long training here in Orrville. This is where our office is. We serve all the libraries, though, so you would be tutoring at the library that's closest to you. So say Chico, Orrville, Paradise, Gridley, wherever it might be, Durham. But the tutor training is here in Orrville because this is where all of our resources are. All of our workbooks, we want people to see the curriculum that's behind them, the availability of a number of different workbooks and everything that we have on hand here. So we do the tutor training here, and it's all day long on November 12th.
And it's an all day long where you bring your lunch. I'm sure you get a little lunch break or something in the middle of the day.
Exactly.
Okay.
And so we kind of walk through everything that we, you know, the process of what the assessment looks like when someone says they need some help with their reading and writing, what happens with that. And so we give them the inside scoop. We talk about part of California Library Literacy Services, which is out of the state library. We were one of the very first libraries to have a library literacy program. Yeah, so we're very proud of that, that we're one of the first libraries to have this service here. So we talk a little bit about that, but we also talk about our philosophy and that learner-centered approach. So that's really important and understanding a lot of perspective taking, you know, to kind of understand, you know, we all bring what worked for us, but this isn't about us, right?
Yeah.
It's about the student that we're going to be working with. So
then you match them with a student, and that's a person that's also applied to you or come to you and said, yes, I'd like that service.
Exactly. So, and sometimes, I mean, there is a waiting, you know, especially as we rebuild, you know, we're rebuilding our enrollment after the pandemic. Well, after the campfire and then the pandemic.
Yeah.
So sometimes there'll be some waiting period where you're part of that crew we have in the wings waiting to be called to service, you know? So, and in the meantime, you can help spread the word, you know, talking about it, putting up posters, handing out business cards. There's all kinds of ways to help us spread the word. And that's really important. Word of mouth is.
Right. That's what we're doing today.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love it. We love being
That's
here.
So good.
Thank you.
Yes, I'm glad to put it out there. So how many tutors do you have? I mean, how many could be working at a time?
Well, right now we have a small crew. It's probably, well, I guess we've gone up in the last few days, but We only have about 15 active right now.
That's quite a, I mean, that's a good number.
Well, coming out of the pandemic, but we were up in the 50s and 60s and you know,
yes,
much higher than that. So we're eager to build back up to that and
yes,
and be reaching, most importantly, be serving our community,
sure,
and those people
yeah.
that would benefit, whether it's in their workplace or with
yeah.
reading a book to their child, you know.
Well, and I bet if you don't have the tutors, you kind of have to say to them, we don't have anybody. So I bet there's
yeah.
more people that would like the service if they could get it.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's important that it's a whole balancing act, you know.
Sure.
It definitely is, and
sure.
finding the right tutor too for
Yeah.
the right, you know,
Yes.
for the student is important too.
It is. I was
There's
telling Siobhan that some years ago I had done it. And
oh.
yeah, and I had done it at the Chico Library. And a young woman from Hamilton City, and we met and we sat for an hour. She guided it. It was what she wanted to do. And that was fine with me. And you communicate with them. You kind of become a friend in a way, like, when are you going to be there? How, you know, you know, keep in touch with each other a little bit.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's the part we enjoy the most, isn't it, Siobhan? Where
yes.
the tutors come in and they, oh, I'm going to teach someone, you know, and yes, you know, they are teaching someone and working with someone, but it's really a partnership, and you both learn, you know, you know, maybe the learner brings their knowledge of gardening, and I've seen that happen where they'll be working on something and the learner has all kinds of knowledge with gardening. And so they're teaching the tutor about that while the tutor is showing them how to write checks or, you know,
yeah.
whatever, you know.
Yes.
It's a real exchange. And
right.
I think that's the most wonderful piece
Art.
To be
yeah.
a fly on the wall too, if you will.
Yeah.
So it's
well, and I
that.
Imagine people come with a desire to learn a specific thing, maybe, or I was just thinking that. I mean, you like writing checks. How can I do that and keep track of that? Or gosh, if you try to do anything online, sign up for a credit card. I mean, there's so many things.
Yeah. No, and just, you know, we've had a few champions. It's a very confidential program too, so we try to be very careful
good.
About sharing anyone's story or anyone's
that's good.
that haven't stepped forward and been willing to share it themselves. So some of the things I'll tell you about are they've shared it already, you know, very publicly, but. And over the years, you know, I think hearing people that got better jobs, you know, because of their tutor, you know, or working with someone. And but then again, the tutor and the benefit there, we get to meet the best, I think,
very good
of our community.
Yeah.
I'm sorry,
ahead,
I'm just going to add back to what we were talking about. It's side-by-side learning. You know, the learner and the student and the tutor are side-by-side in this relationship, building, you know, right alongside each other. And like Heather was saying, learning lots of new things from each other. And I think that's been amazing to be a part of, like Heather said. The other thing I was just going to put in there is that you had mentioned the time commitment, Bobby, and you'd said when talking. So it's at least an hour to 2 hours a week for at least a 6 month commitment that we ask of tutors, that availability. I mean, sometimes it can be a little more and sometimes it can be a little less. Again, it's learner centered. So again, it's based on, you know, the schedule or the availability of the student and obviously the tutor as well. But we just want to make sure that we got that in. And then the other thing that Heather mentioned that cued me about the Trivia Bee is the Champion of Literacy, and that's a highlight of the annual Trivia Bee, is we have a student that has been through the program and has decided that they're willing and able and want to share their experience in what it has meant to them in their lives. And that's probably, we'd have to say, the highlight of the evening is their getting up before, you know, 300 plus folks and sharing what it's meant to them. So that's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Yes, honoring them and honoring the tutors.
Exactly.
It's very neat. When I had done a library in Chico, it's very easy and comfortable. Library's quiet. You can always find a spot. You know, some of those things that you wonder about. it just works. You just meet and have your things there. And I like that about it. You know, it wasn't confusing. Yeah.
There's little pieces that we talk about during tutor training that help with that process too. You know,
yeah.
We have roles and goals, a form that we ask them to go over when they first start. And it helps
sure.
with that conversation about what do you want to practice, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so there's little bits in place that are very intentional to help
yeah.
that process. And
sure.
So, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, let's say that again, because that's an important part. To be a tutor, you do need to go to a day-long orientation, we'll call it, which is on November 12th.
Correct.
And how would one sign up to go to that?
Well, they can call our number, and we'll give you that number. It's 530-552-5650 is the literacy phone number. Or they can email us, literacy@buttecounty.net.
Okay. literacy@buttecounty.net.
Yes.
Or 530-552-5650 if you're interested in going to the orientation on November 12th, which you have to do if you want to be a tutor.
Exactly.
And then once they've done that, then like you said, you wait until you match up and find someone. And at this point, that's just going to grow. I'm so mm-hmm. kind of impressed that you said you had 50, you know, somewhere near 50 tutors at one point. So you're needing and going to get quite a few more coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think we have a number of tutors that are just not all, we have probably 15 is the working pairs. Those
yeah,
are the pairs.
50 working pairs. But yeah.
Yeah.
But didn't you say you had 50 tutors at one point?
Well, yeah, 50 working pairs at one point.
50
pairs yeah. working together. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now that's pretty impressive. And you know, I can see how you're kind of in this, not growing because you've done it, but at least coming back.
Yeah.
Getting,
it's exciting. We are
yeah,
coming back, I think.
And getting
yeah.
those couples going again.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Yeah.
So that one thing I wanted to put out there. And then we also want to remind everybody on October 14th is the Trivia Bee at Sierra Nevada Brewery in the Big Room. And if anybody's interested in being a team for that, which is very fun, you go to the library and you can get a brochure, which you do have to send that back. I'm sure it's all over the brochure on where to send
exactly.
it and what to do. Yeah.
Yeah. Tickets are available on Eventbrite.
Eventbrite. Okay.
Yeah, Eventbrite.
Okay. And I've gone there a couple of times. It can be a little confusing, but yes, if you go there yeah. and look for it, you can find it.
And just type in Trivia Bee and it'll pop up.
Okay. Very good. And this is the time to get your application in for to be a team, because that's coming right up.
Mm-hmm. It is.
And
yeah.
you gotta get going on your trivia. Gotta practice
exactly.
a little bit.
Exactly. Yeah.
There's some veterans who really veterans spend a lot of time getting ready. So they've had
yes,
several
they
years
do.
Now. So it should be competitive, huh?
Yeah.
It should be.
Yeah.
And it's
able
funny
to participate.
Well, and some people are so good at it. You'd want to find
oh,
your
yeah.
best bud that can do that well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Well, I think that we've got that pretty good. Can you think of anything else you'd like to add?
No, just help us spread the word.
Spread the word.
About the Trivia Bee and
the
orientation.
Yep.
Yeah.
And also to people that might want to take advantage of the tutors.
Yeah.
To be a student.
Well, and the other thing we should mention, Siobhan, is our conversation group, the ES English as a Second Language conversation group. We have weekly at the Chico Library and also weekly via Zoom. So if you're wanting to practice your English speaking and listening, we encourage you to join us. It's just a drop-in, casual, fun, just practice, you know.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, and that's so the in-person now, we've added the in-person, and that's at the Chico Library on Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m.
Okay.
Wednesdays, Chico Library, 5 to 6 p.m. Like Heather said, it's just drop-in. You don't have to sign up. We're just getting together and just talking, speaking
sure.
in a casual, relaxed way about and practicing English. So
practicing
very, very,
English.
Very informal.
Yes, now that's a good one to put out there too for people. For sure. All right. Both of you, Siobhan and Heather, I thank both of you.
Thanks so much, Bobby. Thank
You're
you for
welcome.
Having us. So
You're
important. We
welcome.
really appreciate it.
Yeah, you're so
Take
welcome.
care.
All right,
Okay,
bye now.
bye.
You just heard an interview with Heather Tovey and Siobhan O'Neill, and they're from the Butte County Library Literary Services, talking about what their services are and letting us know about some events that are coming up. On October 14th, there is a trivia bee at the Sierra Nevada Big Room, and you can get tickets to be in the audience by going to Eventbrite. You can also be a team and get your brochure at the library, any libraries here in Butte County. And on November 12th, there is a tutor training program in Orville. The number to get a hold of them is 530-552-5650. And you're listening to North State Give and Take on KZFR 90.1 FM. My name's Bobby Tryon. If you'd like to be on North State Give and Take, all you have to do is text me or call me at 530-520-1593. You can hear any of these interviews that I've done by going to KZFR, go to Programs, go to Tuesday, and go down to North State Give and Take. North State Give and Take is on Tuesdays at 6 and Thursdays at 5. Thanks for listening to Community Radio, KZFR 90.1 FM.